Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. We're live from Radio Row, Miami Beach Convention Center. We will be giving you a chance to win $1,000 coming in about 4 minutes. Hurricanes legend Reggie Wayne is going to join us later on this hour as
Can't
well.
Wait.
Caught a touchdown in the Super Bowl when they won against the Bears.
Yep.
Caught it down here.
Yep.
Pretty
cool. Two African-American coaches.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Be nice to see more of that.
And they lost to the Saints. Was he on that team, too?
Yeah. Reggie Wayne with Peyton Manning. It was also down here, too.
Yeah.
Three years later.
Yeah, lost to the Saints.
Yeah, he still would have been on
that
team.
That damn onside kick.
Yeah.
Big old onions from Sean Payton.
Yeah.
We'll give you a chance to win $1,000. Looking forward to talking to Reggie later on in today's show. That should be fun. Let me show you the post. I haven't shown you the post.
I haven't seen the post yet.
Okay,
post
let me show you
what.
Let me show you the post. This is gonna get you excited. I'm telling you. This is
about what
from Reggie Wayne.
Okay.
Watch. You're probably not gonna be excited. You're probably
why not?
Because you like to. I know you. You like to rain on the Canes parade.
Really?
Really? If there's a Canes parade, here comes Leroy the Cloud, ready to rain.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What would I be raining on and you were 6-7 this year? What am I raining on? What parade you having?
Nothing. Trust me. That's a typhoon.
I didn't score during the bowl season.
I don't want to talk about the past.
Okay. Don't talk about the past then.
I don't want to talk about
but
the
past. But guess what? What am
past.
I raining on? What am I raining on?
You're raining. Like,
what am I raining on? What parade?
You're going to rain on this. Trust me. Trust me.
Okay. So ready? Now you're doing future. Is there a wager that Robbie can bet on this?
Call me. Call me. I'm like a meteorologist. I could see a rain cloud from a mile away. We're gonna enjoy this. You're gonna smell it.
I don't know about seeing it.
Okay. All right. So it's a picture. It's a picture of Reggie Wayne and Ed Reed.
Whoa.
All right. They're on the bay. All right. They got Super Bowl live behind them. Here's the caption. All right. Ready? Reggie Wayne post. Something special in the works at Super Bowl Live in Miami. Watch and see. Me and my bro, Ed Reed, holding it down. Hashtag Super Bowl. Hashtag Super Bowl 2020. Hashtag Miami. Hashtag Colts. Hashtag Ravens.
Okay.
Check it out, Leroy.
Hey, did any of that say hashtag Canes or something?
Hashtag Miami.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Hashtag Miami.
Okay.
You know what that means?
No, I have no idea.
Reggie Wayne, Ed Reed, dual chairmen of the football program.
I'm going to squash this right now.
CEO,
because
CMO.
I'm going to tell you,
CEO,
from a player's perspective,
yep.
The reason why players don't become coaches is because of the time.
Right, but they're not going to be coaches. They're going to be part of the board.
You don't think they're going to have to?
The football boardroom.
So you're basically making a job up. You're making a job up, and you're letting them spend as much or as little time as they want for that job.
We have what I like to call, Leroy, we're going to revolutionize the game here, all right?
You know how you revolutionize the game? Win.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
This is going to help with the winning.
If Ed Reed can't play, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not contributing to winning.
See, I knew. I told you. Rainy cloud on a
I'm
rainy day.
I'm just telling you.
Cloud on a rainy day. Look at me. I'm here on my float. Here's Reggie. A couple of master ceremonies. We're parading down. Here's
Dude,
Leroy.
Don't tell
Win
me.
Win game swag, boys.
Hey, I'm sorry. If I wouldn't have rained on the Hurricanes parade, y'all would have been, what, 8-5 instead of 7-6?
It's not about the
get
results.
Out of here.
It's not about the results.
It
of
is
the
about
weather.
The results.
It isn't about the results of the
Coaches
weather.
Coaches get fired every day because of the results.
What I'm saying is, what I'm trying to
what
say.
I'm saying
what
is,
I'm saying
is y'all making everything about anything other than your record.
Well, no. But we can only do what we can do right now, Leroy.
Right now. So as soon as the season's over with, you start talking trash for the next year.
That's right.
Right.
I can't
and
help
forget
myself.
About the last year.
I can't help myself. That's just how we roll.
Right.
Anyway, let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. Your word this hour Hint? Is fall.
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 A taco fall?
F-A-L-L. Yeah, taco fall. Is he going to be in the building tonight?
Yeah, I'd assume so. He'd be in
taco
the building.
Fall, who was ahead of Bam on the fan votes for All-Star voting.
Really?
Joke. Yeah.
Because he's tall. Everybody wants to see the tall guy.
Everybody wants to see a sideshow gimmick. Anyway, fall. Text that to 72881 and you're registered to win. Your next chance will be at the top of next hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's a national contest sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Let's get the headlines.
AXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
See, you'll see Taco Fall tonight to play for the Celtics.
Laugh out loud. Canes fans saying, I don't want to talk about the past. That's all you got. The past, the way back past.
I don't want to. The way back past, we could talk about that all day. I don't want to talk about the recent past.
Oh, you're picking and choosing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, when you step in a time machine, you could set the – I don't know if you saw Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You could set the dial to where you want to go back to. If you want to go back to the 80s and 90s, I'm all for that. But you want to go back last year, that's
– Just don't change history. Don't do anything that would damage the timeline if you could do that.
I mean, unless changing history – would changing history be good? Like, could we do something like not let the kids go party? Like, what if we locked the quarterbacks in the dorm rooms?
Oh, yeah, Jerry Williams.
Focus on the game. And they have
to stay. Like they do in Miami. Really? Focus on the game? You're talking about the team with turnover chains and touchdown rings. They ain't focusing on the game.
Especially FIU.
Focusing on everything else. Yeah.
A bye week before FIU. That sounds party central. But yeah, the Heat are taking on the Celtics tonight at the American Airlines Arena. Leroy, this is one of your favorite ordeals where they have a few days off. Then they have a back-to-back, and then they don't play again until Saturday.
Right. It's unreal.
Hey, you want to know where Saturday's game is too? Big traveling in Orlando.
They need a big break for that big travel. They're going to drive there.
Very daunting.
Sucks.
Very daunting.
And then next week is All-Star weekend, right?
They got one more week after that.
They got the Sixers at home on Monday, and then they hit the West Coast, and they go on like a week-long West Coast road trip, and then it's All-Star weekend.
And then the weekend after that is Dwayne Wade weekend. Yeah.
Are we going to that?
I'd like to. No.
Put that on the list along with the draft for Vegas. Put that on the list of are we going to that.
I mean, I have a credential. I'll get in the building, so – But
I want to.
Do you want to go see the jersey go up?
No.
What are you into?
I want to go to Vegas for.
The draft, man. Yeah. Dwayne Wade jersey retirement so much better.
That
means
we would have to get up at 3 a.m.
I'll already be up gambling, you know, if I'm there.
Three in the morning.
I mean, I could do it, man. You don't got to ask me.
Yeah. It's actually better. You're already up. You stay up, and then at 7 a.m. you hit the bricks.
What else you got, Robbie?
Yeah, he played tonight, 8 o'clock tip-off against the Boston Celtics. It's a TNT-only game, no Fox Sports Sun on this one. But we will still have the pregame and the game starting at 7 o'clock with the JetBlue Vacations pregame with Zazzle and Tommy Tighe right here in the ticket.
Right, and Dwayne Wade is supposed to be on the broadcast tonight for TNT with Shaq.
We haven't been told otherwise that's not happening yet. I think it's still going on as of right now.
Right, with the Lakers and Clippers getting scrapped because they're still grieving Kobe Bryant because the Lakers won't play again until Friday, you said?
Yeah, the Lakers don't play again until Friday.
So they're giving some extra time. But tonight they're going to do extra tribute to that, obviously, hearing from Shaq on television for the first time, D-Wade, all that stuff. It'll be interesting to see what that's like tonight.
Yeah, if you look on the schedule, if you look on your ticket stub, it's going to say 7:30. It's not 7:30. Why? Or you could believe it and just be there an extra half
hour earlier.
You know
what? It's probably best we just tell people so we don't look stupid on television. It's probably best we just tell people it's a 7:30 tip.
It already says that on the ticket stub and the schedule and the refrigerator.
Once you're there, what's the difference? Yeah. You got yourself some chicken tenders. What's the harm? You go
watch a little bit of warm-ups.
You go see Crazy Andy. By the way, I tried doing an in-person pitch on my baby goats. I don't think it went over well.
Why is that?
I don't know. I thought that if I would have brought the right angle to, hey, baby goats, stuffed baby goats with the jersey on it, with the Tyler Hero jersey on it, Kendrick Nunn jersey on it. Here's what I was thinking. $25 a piece, obviously, for Kendrick Nunn, all right? Or for Tyler, just $25 for the goats. But you buy both goats, all right? You buy both goats, you get them for a special price.
$49.99?
Yeah. Well, in this case, $39.99. $40 for the two of them, $25 for one. That's a deal.
That's a deal.
Two goats for the price of one and a half. Kind of.
You want to play our favorite game?
Of course.
What's the line?
Oh.
That's everyone's question. You guys want to take a guess at what the line is before I tell you guys?
The Super Bowl?
We know that's still one and a half.
Heat Celtics. I'm going to go Vegas.
He played last night.
Back-to-back. I'm going to go Boston, a 1-point favorite.
Very close.
Celtics 3.
The Heat are 1-point favorites tonight.
Heat are 1-point favorites.
I mean, it could be that they could swing to Boston by the end of the night. He might be honest.
I figured there was some Sully running the line up there. You know, he's like, God, they're obviously going to be favorites tonight.
Yeah, the Heat are one-point favorites tonight at home, which I guess it's less than three, so they feel like the Celtics would be favored on a neutral field or even bigger favorites if it was in Boston. And the fact that the Heat did play last night also helps.
Hell out of here.
Wow, it's crowded in here today.
Brad Stevens going to get his ass kicked. That's the facts.
Right? It's crowded in here today.
Yeah, business picked up.
Definitely a lot more action, that's for sure. Definitely than yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday was Deadsville.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody getting in today.
I expect to be getting kicked out of my seat any minute now for loads of guests coming in. But I know Ed Reed will be joining us at 9:45. Can't wait for that.
Reggie Wayne.
Oh my God.
Well, you show me the Instagram post.
I know. Well, maybe Ed Reed's with him because he's CEO. Shake and Bake.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Shake and Bake. You can't have Bake without the Shake. But I don't want to promise the people Ed Reed there also.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, my God.
Shake and Bake. There you go, Robbie.
Shake and Bake. Shake and Bake.
We take you on a road trip, and what do? Ed Reed.
Magic Man and El Diablo.
Robbie's he's too overwhelmed with all the gambling lines that he's looking at that he hasn't been able to focus on fake trade calls and what guests we're actually having on. Because he's like, what?
Yeah, I'm too busy thinking the price of Bitcoin.
Yeah. Have you heard this one bet that he's thrown at me?
No.
The Bitcoin bet? Tell him.
So what would the price be of Bitcoin at the end? You get the price of Bitcoin at the start of the game. Will it be higher or lower at the end of the game than it was at the start of the game?
So from kickoff to the game ending, will the price of Bitcoin rise or fall?
Right now, I'm looking at the screen. It's been going up. It's been going up pretty steadily.
But if is anybody going to be trading while the game's going on?
That's what I think.
Trade all over the world.
That's a fair point.
Because some days Monday.
Yeah, but does the whole world watch the Super Bowl? I feel like the whole world's watching the Super Bowl.
I think some of them watch delayed, right? So they put it in prime time there, or do they just watch it in the middle of the night?
Do the blokes like the Super Bowl?
Oh, I know for they get the free fights like because the fights over there start like at 5 a.m. and
they get good living. You buy a fight for like $4 at in Great Britain. It's ridiculous.
Or £4 or whatever they use. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever they use.
Have you ever left America?
For the islands.
That counts.
That don't count.
What? Oh, okay.
I'm talking about
no. No, I haven't.
All right. I mean, if you have to show your passport, it counts in my book.
You have to show your passport?
Yeah, for the islands.
That counts. You left the country.
All right.
If they stamp it or do all that stuff they do with it,
well,
it counts.
But no, I haven't gotten to travel much, Leroy, outside the country. I would like to.
Oh, somebody said, I believe Jason Tatum might be out.
Ooh. Maybe he was
tough. I mean, that's tough. That's tough.
Tobin.
Nah.
Gone fishing. Throws out bait. Leroy, ooh, what's that? Chomp, chomp, yum. Tobin, fish on.
So easy.
He should get a point just for typing this text to the point where I read it absolutely perfectly.
Just checking the injury report. This is as of last night. Jason Tatum doubtful, but Enes Kanter is out for the Celtics.
Oh man, all right, tough. It's
he's
tough.
Another mean looking.
Well,
guy.
Listen, if you have. You know, the great basketball Wizard of Oz, Brad Stevens, shouldn't be a problem because he can make anybody amazing. He's Brad Stevens.
Hey, went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'm Brad Stevens.
Hey!
I can do whatever I want. I'm Brad Stevens.
Hey!
Look at me.
It's not his fault.
I'm a basketball guru.
It's not his fault.
What?
It's other people calling him that. It's not him saying,
yeah,
I'm a self-proclaimed guru.
He didn't
guru.
Stop any of it. Trust me.
He's the second best coach in all cross four sports.
Right. Never forget. Brad Stevens, and as soon as
right behind Belichick.
And as soon as he had expectations, he pooped himself.
By the way, didn't Sully write that article?
Possibly.
It was at ESPN. It was,
which is basically full of Sullys.
The time, Coach Q Quinville was on that list. He was like 12th. We just throwing the Blackhawks.
Oh, no. He's 70 million away from that.
Hey.
That's
hey.
Lebrowski.
Hey.
That's
the hey. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't do that.
What?
Win streak. 6 in a row.
We
Bobrovsky between the pipes for 3 of them. Don't do that.
We have no deal here.
No. Don't do that. That's
we have
rude.
No deal here. My deal is only with you, D.
Anything else, Robbie?
So the Cades basketball, they're in action tonight at home against Virginia Tech. They could need a win. They're getting pounded lately. Like 20,
they need a win to get to the NIT.
Yeah, they're not even eligible for the NIT right now.
I mean, jeez. They are.
But yeah, it's hard times over there. But Miguel Rojas, he was out last night as a reporter for Super Bowl Media Night.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. I like Miguel Rojas. One of my favorite guys on the team to interview. So that's good for him. I'm glad he gets a that kind of exposure. And that guy likes being a Marlin. You know, it's cool that he got himself a nice little I won't call it a long-term deal, but he got some nice guaranteed money, which he deserved. I remember.
You think they stuffed that horse?
I don't know, man.
Because it looks about the same size.
That horse has got a steroid vein running up its nose.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
I might want to put a trifecta on that horse.
15 minutes of heat is next.
15 minutes of heat.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. We are live from Radio Row. All right, so I've just been given a heads up. I got texted during the break that Reggie Wayne is stuck in traffic. So we're going to miss him live on the show today, but we will record something with him afterwards. We'll bring you him tomorrow.
I hope he wasn't offended at my head.
I don't think he was, Robbie. I don't think he was. I think that they've just been, Miami traffic.
It's not even traffic. He could probably be here, but he probably has determined by trying to park and I might as well just give him a call. Let him know I'm be late.
Let him know. You got to use the tricks that Robbie uses.
Yeah.
I'll teach him the ways of the force.
Robbie's just like, you will let us park.
Like it's amazing.
He wouldn't even
because wait, if you had to pick a guy who's gonna be able to talk their way through this, he would be last on the list.
Yeah, would be too.
I don't know what to tell you, man. He's a gem when it comes to this stuff. He really, really is.
And Ed Reed probably wouldn't need a credential. I mean, oh my god, I did it again. Oh my god,
dude, he's not coming on. Listen, Ed Reed doesn't need a credential. He's very recognizable.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, Reggie Wayne could be like,
if
hey,
you
I'm
say
Reggie
that
Wayne.
One more time, I'm gonna have to throw the line at you.
Yeah.
All black people look alike. No. You said it, not me. I know the difference between Ed Reed and
his Instagram post. This was CEO and COO.
Damage is done, my friend.
Yep. Damage is done.
I don't know what to tell you. So a couple of things as far as basketball is concerned. Yesterday we got the Heat that did an awesome tribute. I want to give a shout out to Jason Jackson. He did an awesome job with his Kobe piece before the game.
Let me tell you something about Jason Jackson.
Get me in my feels.
That dude is a Jedi master when it comes to words.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever string he need to pull on,
yep,
he can pull on it. You whether want to laugh, you want a little chuckle, he got you. Want to feel a little tearjerker,
little
he
tingles,
got
he got
little
you.
Little tingles, got you.
Yeah, he's a master, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's very, very impressive by Jax. But it was obviously a sad day, very emotional.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the guys were emotional before the game. Spo, basically everybody. I mean, let's be honest. But you know, just seeing the camera shots of those guys was tough to take in. It was good to get some feel good as far as basketball is concerned. So the Heat had a great performance. Bam was awesome. Jimmy Butler was good to see him because I didn't know he was going to play. Now you guys were saying that some people were saying he might not play tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody texted in that Jimmy Butler, I guess because they don't want to play Jimmy Butler on a back-to-back.
Why are you just coming back? Now, my question is this. Why wouldn't you play against the Celtics?
Well, the Magic, they needed to win over the Magic.
They needed to break the Magic. Especially Jimmy. Jimmy was talking a little trash to the Magic, which is interesting. He was saying, like, they think they're the best team in the state. We think different. So if you're going to say something like that, you got to play.
All right. You can't. All right.
I didn't hear you, Vlad. What did you say on that one? All right, let's hear it, man. Let's see what Jimmy's got to say.
This back-to-back is going to be tough coming up. Mm-hmm. Boston's a really good team, but I think we're locked in. I think we owe these guys just like we owed Orlando tonight. So I know everybody's.
I do like the fact that he says that he owes people. Like it's one of those things where
you can't say that.
The rent is due.
I like
the
that.
Bill is due.
I mean, you can't say that and not play. Like you know.
Yep.
Well, but here's the other thing.
He plays, man.
They're good.
Hey, he's got to be playing tonight.
They need him. Otherwise, you know whose night it is.
Oh, hey. It's going to be one of these games where he go like 5 for 6 and score like 25, 30 points, and then Jack's going to get him after the game.
Well, he's not because it's TNT tonight, which I think I want even more. I want him on national television.
Oh,
Philly Cheese needs to be on national TV.
Yep. Needs to get out of that bubble because you know if it's Jax, Jax can kind of guilt him like, come on, Deion.
Well,
Jax
is going to work it
so that
as a Heat employee.
Right.
Employee. But on national, they just want to know what's up.
I mean, he could stop by with Inglis and Ruth on the radio booth.
I mean, I suppose.
Yeah.
He definitely could. But it's one of those things where, I don't know, man. If Philly Cheese gets that national spotlight, he's going to love it. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But it's this is a good game tonight. It's a good game. The East is very, very tightly contested. But you got the same record as the Raptors. You're a game and a half up on these guys. You can put a little bit of space between you and them. And if you do, I imagine that's going to probably clinch Spo for Eastern Conference coach.
Is the deadline this week?
I don't know, quite frankly. I don't know if it's this week or if they decide right before the All-Star game. I don't know how that works. I think Frank Vogel's already been announced.
This week.
It's this week? Okay, so, yeah, I would say that this is the decider because they're probably going to do it with the reserves,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as he's concerned. And Toronto, they have tonight and the next game.
They have Thursday at Cleveland.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they're going to decide before that, I would think.
Yep.
I would think. I mean, geez, talk about a couple of gimmies you got here for Toronto. Play some real teams. Bums.
Wait a minute.
What?
I love the way your goggles only show heat stuff.
Apparently, the official number, it's games played through Sunday, February 2nd. So basically games played through the Super Bowl. And the reason why Vogel clinched a while ago because they clinched at least a tie for the best record. And I'm sure the two coach he was tied with coached last year's All-Star game wasn't allowed to be in this year.
Yeah, who would it have been last year? Would it have been Kerr?
It was Steve Kerr.
Oh, yeah, Steve Kerr's
Steve
Kerr's
he's nowhere near there.
Yeah, he's. But, it says, according to NBA rules, the first tiebreaker to determine an All-Star game head coach is better head-to-head record. And I believe they were tied with the Jazz.
And they beat the Jazz.
Yeah, they won both games against the Jazz.
Okay. All right, makes sense.
So that's why he was able to win that tiebreaker already.
Got it.
So, yeah, through Sunday. So, yeah, they have all the way through Sunday before that ruling is decided.
I think it'll be interesting tonight. Like, it'll be one of those things. I mean, I would imagine from the Heat standpoint, like, even if Deion doesn't get the minutes that he got against the Clippers, he'll probably get more than he did last night, which was 6 minutes, which was five more than Gabe. Gabe Vincent. Two first names.
Not afraid to shoot.
You think it's Gabriel?
I don't know.
Nobody names their kid Gabe.
His name's Gabe.
Nah, I would say Gabe is short for Gabriel if I were to bet. I would say this. I would say minus 190 as a favorite for it to be his full name to be Gabriel. It's real easy to find out. It's just see. I don't know if he has a Wikipedia page yet. He's played like 2 minutes in the NBA.
You'd be amazed at how many people have.
It just says Gabe Vincent at least on his Skyforce page.
It's just like Jimmy and James. There's no formal. He's got it. His name is Jimmy.
Oh, that got some people in trouble.
Oh yeah.
Oh, his official his
government name.
His name on Twitter. he pulled out his full name on Twitter is Gabe Namdi Vincent. Like his middle name is Namdi, like Namdi Asamoah. And it just says Gabe. It doesn't say Gabriel.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Very rarely is somebody named the nickname.
Other than Jimmy Butler.
Crazy. Think any of the Heat this weekend? They're in Orlando. Do you think any of them are going to go to the game? The Super Bowl?
Yeah, they'll make it back in time.
Yeah, they would be back in time. They're going to play and get back from Orlando.
Yeah, they could.
They have a day off.
Maybe Udonis Haslam brings the boys. He does that Dolphins game every year.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got the season tickets. He does a little powwow together at the old big game. Now, I mean, it's not going to be good sledding for the Sixers game the next night.
It's early kickoff. It's a 6:30 kickoff.
That's true. That's right. These guys are going to be out. They're going to be out howling at the moon anyway. So why not just have it all? Go watch a little footy football and have a good time.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. Goran loves it. He's been to American football before. I know you got a lot of soccer heads on this team with Jimmy and Goran there, but come on, it'd be fun.
Yeah. Be fun.
Maybe have a nice Super Bowl party.
Big game party.
Who would have the best? Who would have the best big game party?
UD.
Well, technically, you didn't do anything wrong because you're not advertising.
No, you're right. He's right. Yeah, it's a hypothetical party.
But theoretically, who would have the best Super Bowl party on the team?
Because me.
I would go with Deion Waiters.
It would be a different Super Bowl party.
I think Deion Waiters. I think Deion Waiters would have a great Super Bowl party.
You have to get some extra food because everybody have the munchies.
Gummy nachos.
Gummy nachos.
Go out there. They have a projector where he has his moat. Plus, the thing with Deion is, you know his house. Like, he's got that giant bed. He's probably got everything big. He's probably got a
super couch.
Giant-ass TV. Super couch.
You can fit the whole team on the couch.
Yeah, I bet you he would have He would have the best one. Now, who do you think would have, would Goran have the worst Super Bowl party out of all these guys? Because he doesn't. He's like, I don't get it. What is this? Bowl of super? What kind of soup is this? Is this chowder?
Somebody said, hey, Zion had a Wikipedia page after 3 minutes in the NBA.
That's true. Hey, listen, it comes by demand, you know? You can't get too crazy about it.
Somebody said his name is Gabriel, not Gabe.
Oh, look, Leroy.
Oh,
our boy. Whatever.
Oh, I got so many questions.
Want to get him on the show?
Yeah, this is the one get that we want.
All right, well, yeah. I'm on it.
Robbie, the dog's working. I don't want you to get attacked.
The dog's working. Look, he's walking around.
Oh, he's doing my job.
I know, you were doing your job, I appreciate that. But that guy also looks like he means business right
now.
Yeah, after he does a lap.
All right, let him do a lap first.
Right, let him do a lap. We'll have that figured out, and it'll all be great. So that's one of those things. Leroy's dapping up right now with the bus.
Yep.
I got your flag.
My favorite commercial. My favorite commercial going right now.
They probably had to stop it halfway through so he could finish running the whole way because he don't look – I'm just saying.
That's right. He walked far away now. far away now.
I would tell him to his face.
I know.
He ain't running laps.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Me neither.
I know.
I can't run.
You can – I mean, no. I know you can still dial it up.
No.
Mm.
No, not without traction.
Well, I know that if it's a sudden movement, like a water balloon toss, that'll get you.
Hey, see, like, yeah. I guess he in better shape than me. He didn't blow out a gasket.
Do you think he had a stunt double?
Huh?
Do you think he had a stunt double?
What stunt double could be bust and run? Nobody that size is running.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Dude, the thing you don't realize about, he had, like, really quick feet.
He's massive.
Big boy.
Big boy.
Yes. We used to bowl in events.
Oh, yeah, he's big on bowling, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you don't realize, like, you know what made me not like bowling anymore? I bowled in a couple of tournaments, like real PGA tournaments or PBA tournaments. And you bowl so many games. You bowl, I want to say, 3 blocks of 6 games. So you go morning, evening, and then morning. And it's like rapid fire. I'm like, oh, I'm so done with bowling.
I got another idea suggested for a Super Bowl party for the Heat. Who would be the best?
Who?
James Johnson.
James Johnson does it up. I will say, like, James Johnson will go and he'll have, you know, the spaceman suit. He had, I mean, there was 2 games ago. He had a luxurious leopard trench coat. I mean, it was, Leroy, this thing was marvelous. Yeah. He waltzed in there. I mean, you want to talk about Peacock Pirate. This guy, James Johnson, he likes to let his feathers show.
Yeah?
He is not shy. I mean, just leopard print trench coat. It was a thing of beauty. Gold. Had the gold, metallic gold trimming on. Oh, it was tremendous.
Yeah, all right.
A tremendous look for James Johnson.
Olenek, well, he's from Canada. I don't know.
Apparently Olenek's a huge fantasy football nut.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, you know, maybe he'd have a Dantley fantasy going on with the Super Bowl. I don't know how much fun that would be. But maybe he'd be too obsessed, so he'd forget the snacks. I don't know.
I wonder if he's ever texted and suggested to Jamie Eisenberg when he's with Zazzo.
Do you think Riley would put on a good Super Bowl party, or do you think that it'd be too much?
They'll be dressed up like genies dancing during the Super Bowl.
Because I picture Riley's like, you see, this would be a I feel like he'd pause, he'd DVR, and he'd like give a speech about winning and the ultimate goal and be like, Riles, we just want to enjoy the game, man. And he'd be like, yeah, but there are a ton of obstacles. Well, there are tons of them. There are none, but there are some and none. That could go 2 ways.
Yeah, I could see Patrick Mahomes making a big-time throw where he's about to get sacked, and we're like, how did he do that? And then he rewinds and it says, there's tons of obstacles, but there are none.
Oh, he is an obstacle, but none. He is amazing. We're back after this.
I just got a little bit of breaking.
Uh-oh, here's my guy. What?
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I don't think he even realized
that you've been hosing him down.
Oh, no, I'm still hose him down. It ain't no – he's still working out for a quarterback job in the NFL. Let that bull go.
You two do have a mutual enemy, by the way, in Omar Kelly.
You don't like Omar Kelly? But no. See, but the difference between me and other people is I can 100% say I don't like some of the things that Omar Kelly says, but then have a conversation with him.
Yes.
You see what I mean? Because I'm up front with it. I'm like, yo, why, you know, I ain't trying to hate. I don't hate Omar. But where we are in society now, if you don't like something somebody does, they immediately put that on you as being a hater or not liking them.
Right.
And like, I'm like, no, I ain't about that. I can hate something you did and think you're cool.
We just got news coming in that we knew that the Dolphins were going to play one of their home games either in London or in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. They are playing in Mexico City, and it's their home game against the Patriots.
Oh,
come on, bro. Like, this is nonsense. You're telling me these jackasses get to go and they get an extra home game against the Dolphins? Like, haven't they had enough breaks as it is when it comes to, you know, being in the AFC East and all that nonsense? Enough already with this.
I don't understand why you have to give up, but you have 7 home games. You have 3. I mean, why would you have to give up one of your ones in your division? That makes doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Jesus. I mean, enough.
And last year when you were tanking, that would have been a good time to surrender a home game when you were tanking.
Right. Why not do it then? And that Dolphins didn't go to London. Did they go to London last year?
No, they didn't. They played. They had 8 home games last year, the full slate.
I don't know, man. It's just that annoys me. And it's also one of those things where, you know, you had the game. You know that this is – you finally got them on the ropes. You took away their Super Bowl hopes this year. And so, you know, you should get 2 home games. They should have to travel. Yeah. Dolphins won in New England last year. F that. That's garbage. Tired of this nonsense. How many breaks does a franchise deserve?
This is according to Fox Sports Mexico.
What do they get to go? They played 1 extra playoff game. What rights do they deserve? They lost to Tannehill. I mean, like, you think that they should get special privileges because of that?
Jeez.
Ridiculous to me.
Yeah, and I think I'm pretty sure, like, the Dolphins could consult on Stephen Ross on which home game he wants to give up. The whole schedule's already out there. And I don't know if he chose the Patriots or they forced it on him that it had to be the Patriots, but that's what it looks like. But at least it's in Mexico City and not London. But I mean, it would have been cool to see a 9:30 a.m. Dolphin game.
Well, you got that altitude too, right?
Oh yeah, the altitude. Yeah, they're probably gonna have to have a bye the week afterwards.
That's true.
I mean, they would have a bye the week afterwards if they played in London anyway because of the travel.
Right. I don't like it, man. I'm just, you know, it's enough with the breaks. They got everything that they need now. Maybe we're in a situation where they have to have a really bum-ass quarterback because Tom Brady has left them. So they're in a situation where they got Hoyer and then they get embarrassed. Maybe that's what they do. I don't know. You know, but maybe Belichick will be happier because he's glad that Brady's gone. He's been trying to get rid of that guy forever.
Yeah, and his heir apparent is not playing in the Super Bowl.
You think he's rooting for Jimmy Garoppolo this week?
Oh, he's totally rooting for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Like he just wants to swagger in right to Robert Kraft, be like, I told you. Even if he completes it, even if Crafty's like, pays really way passes. Even if it's 8 passes, Belichick's, I don't care. I would have won with 8 passes.
That's it.
Who needs
it? Like, Belichick doesn't care. He just cares about winning. You can't then have an owner say he cares about the passes.
Yeah, but if you win with 8 passes, like, shouldn't you be able to win with 8 passes with Tom Brady?
Sure.
Right? Like, good enough. If it's 8 passes all the same.
If it's 8 passes, the quarterback had nothing to do with it.
Like, nothing to do with it. Except Tannehill, of course, was clutch in those games with riding Derrick Henry, put up 14-0. That was a big throw. That was a big-time throw.
All right.
Pro Bowler, ride Tannehill.
Yeah, man. Enough with giving this franchise everything. They get every break.
I know this year the Patriots won 43-0 when the game was down here, but historically the nemesis of the Patriots has been coming down here in Hard Rock Stadium. And last year that was during the first 4 games of the season where everything
that infuriates me even more though. Is like the Dolphins, this has been a place where Tom Brady has lost a lot. So now you're going to get, guess what, Tom? If he does come back, guess what, Tom? You don't have to play in Miami this year. You get to go play in Mexico City. It'll be festive, and the Dolphins have to play in altitude, and you don't have to worry about a thing, Tom. Like, come on. What are we doing here? The one place where he struggles to play, you're taking it away? How many ways can we gimmick it for this franchise?
He's going
to
struggle to play everywhere.
Doesn't matter. What they're trying to do is they're trying to have an old man curve the system for him. Why don't we have senior tees? Why don't we just go out there? Tees. Why don't we just go out there and say, okay, everybody, you have to back off. Back off. No sacking Tom. He's old.
Somebody said, yo, Gabba Gabba Vincent.
I like that guy.
But that is just according to Fox Sports Mexico. It's their official account. Nobody, I don't think it's been known about.
How many followers does Fox Sports Mexico have, Robbie? Because today you've had a little bit of a rough day as far as facts are concerned. So I just want to make sure this is actually happening.
All right. 1.54 million.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I apologize. Seems legit. They have a blue check mark?
Blue check mark.
Boom. Okay. I'll allow it.
Cuenta oficial de Fox Sports en Mexico. As the title says.
Minus one.
What? No, I was reading the
I thought that was spot on.
I know. It's, I don't think people know that he's Cuban.
I don't think they do either.
Right. And that's it. So that's why he got a minus one.
His first language is money. That's what his first language is. His first language is the betting lines.
By the way, the Bitcoin price keeps going up.
I'm telling you, though, I would be nervous about the idea that it's going to be in the spot where you got everybody focused on the game. How are they going to focus on making deals?
Really?
You know?
All right.
I'm telling you, man.
You might be right about that. I may have to go under on that bet.
I don't know.
It's very close odds either way. But I tell you, I'm just looking at it. It's been skyrocketing since the start of the show. But obviously, people are doing deals right now. There's no game going on right now.
Right. I don't know, man. I don't know, Leroy. It's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough, man.
Where's
what?
Reggie Wade's on. He's like he's
joining. I told you. He's we're doing.
No,
that.
I said I know 10 o'clock, but still, Jethro and Benjamin Button's got to come through here.
I don't know.
I went out to find the dog sniffing guy, and he was. I didn't want to bother him.
Looked very intense.
Yeah,
because we even looked at his dog, and he was like, "Why are you looking at my dog? Like, don't." Like, some people are up for the shenanigans. We need to find a guy who's new on the job. He's a little bit friendlier with his dog. His dog looked like he'd tear his face.
Those dogs don't look like they, and that's a baby. Well, that's a young dog.
You gotta raise him to smell all the smells.
He's in here smelling bombs only.
Nope.
Really?
Drugs too.
No, not true.
Tell you what, we'd be the only show on Radio Row to get that guy out, on the show.
And he'd be fired because he's supposed to be walking around sniffing for bombs.
Is it a red flag if you ask a guy, hey, is that dog sniff for drugs or for bombs?
Yeah, I can kind of see.
Because does that make it seem like you have drugs?
It probably isn't, but he has to take it like it is a red flag. He has to be on guard and take that as a red flag.
Because, like, why would you ask?
Yeah,
such a silly question.
He doesn't know that we're doing radio hijinks. We're trying to figure out whether the dog can sniff both drugs and bombs. He doesn't know that.
That's how it works.
I don't know, man. I just want to make sure that we have the animals that are here just making us safely, Roy, because you don't want to be in a situation where the drug dog and the bomb dog. Why can't they just be one and the same?
Maybe
what if they crossbreed?
Crossbreed.
Oh yeah,
you crossbreed the dog. You got a drug dog and a bomb dog together.
That's stupid.
They make a little bomb drug puppy.
You still got to train them.
No, because
you can't.
It'll,
no,
it'll already
that's
have
not
the
how that works.
No, it's like racehorses.
That's different.
I mean, Seattle Slew bred a lot of good horses. Triple Crown winner.
He didn't bred another Triple Crown winner, though.
Well, no, but still talented horses. It's hard to win the Triple Crown.
Evidently not. We just had back-to-back years, didn't we?
Well, listen. Before that, it was like 70 years?
Yeah.
Took forever.
Long time.
Smarty Jones, that's all he does. It's just, he won two legs of the Triple Crown, and then – I guess he got, and then he does now is,
Didn't a horse get disqualified this year?
Oh, yeah, the Kentucky Derby. Maximum Security.
Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, they took him off the board.
That's tough. I don't know.
Never happened before in history.
Yeah, you can't go out and cheat when it comes to the horse racing.
Cheat?
Yep.
Here, check this out.
What?
They're wild animals. They run where they want.
They're domesticated.
And they get scared.
And they're trained.
They get spooked.
That's true. They get spooked easily.
They do get spooked.
It's amazing. Like, something will happen. Like, I've seen horses jump, a bird flew across the track one time,
right.
And all the horses coming down the stretch start going crazy. They get spooked. Blinders on. They don't all have blinders. In fact, you see some of the horses running. They're running. The jockeys get hitting on them, and they're like, they're looking around.
You also had the following race in the Preakness, you also had a horse the jockey fall off the horse, and the horse is running without a jockey for the entire
Doesn't
race.
Doesn't count.
Yeah. Doesn't count.
Yeah.
Although it kind of should. Like, shouldn't it be more impressive that the horse was able to win without the jockey?
Yeah. No steering. He knew when to pick it up, put it down.
Props to that horse.
Literally a horse with no name.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
It's minus one.
That's so bad. What are you doing?
I remember Walter White jamming out to that song, and then his windshield broke.
What about drug-sniffing horses? We have just lost it. We've just lost.
That is us officially going off the rails day two.
Right. Right. I mean, look, I'm going to tell you like this. We ain't getting no sleep because every time, like, Heat game play at night, the Heat game's going to be late again tonight, right? And I got to fast.
Why you got to fast?
Got to go get go to the doctor tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you were doing like a pre-Super Bowl fast where you like, you know.
No! What?
Well, if you're going to throw down a big giant feast on Sunday, you could fast in anticipation for the giant feast, and then you're good.
You got a big time still, check.
Still throwing down a feast.
What are you getting scoped out for?
Nothing. They just with the NFL, you get your heart check, your blood work, you get all that for free.
The works.
Yep. But if you go to your doctor, they give you all these additional tests for your yearly checkup, and a free yearly checkup ends up costing $1,000. So I say, nah, player, I'll pass.
Yeah, I say the pre-Super Bowl fast is not a bad idea.
It's not a bad
idea. I'm sure Zach Duarte is doing something similar to that.
Clean out the system.
Really? He need to lose some weight so his clothes fit. Or buy new ones.
We will talk to you guys.
Him and his.
Hey, soon as I said Zach, anything that came after that was going to be a point.
Yeah. Him and his ferret.
That's crazy.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.